More than 48% of Arizonans have some kind of post-secondary degree. That's higher than the national average. But the rate for the Phoenix metro area is lower than that average. Those are some of the findings of a new report from the Lumina Foundation. With me to talk about it is Jamie Marisotis, the Lumina Foundation's president. And Jamie, to what do you attribute Arizona's numbers?
Arizona is slightly above the national attainment rate at 48.6%, and I think that's generally good. But there are big disparities in the state by region and by race and ethnicity, and I think that's part of the challenge for the state is that those differences can actually slow progress on increasing success for the learners and therefore success for the state. So, for example, the Phoenix metro area is below the national average at only about 38.7%, and so there's a significant gap for people in the largest area of the state in terms of being able to achieve greater success. And then if you look at the differences by race and ethnicity, we see attainment rates in the state for African Americans, Latinos, and American Indians at close to half that of what it is for whites and Asian Americans. So those equity gaps we think are very important because they represent the fastest growing populations.
I was curious about the geographical rates because the three metro areas that have the state's public universities are generally higher than the rest of the state. But as you say, the Phoenix metro area's post-secondary attainment rate is lower than the national average and, in fact, lower than a lot of the neighboring metro areas. How concerning should that be?
I think that for a community like Phoenix, it's going to be very important to focus on increasing educational attainment as a core strategy that involves a coalition of stakeholders, not just the civic leaders or the political leaders, but also business leaders and educational leaders.
Now, in your report, you break down post-secondary attainment into four categories. There's a certificate, an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, and a graduate or professional degree. And when it comes to bachelor's degrees, the state's rate was 18%. And that's actually lower than the percentage of Arizonans who only have a high school degree. I'm wondering, right, when you look at the types of post-secondary attainment that Arizonans have, do those certificates and degrees match the kinds of jobs that the state and sort of the economy as a whole are producing?
Well, there's a whole continuum of jobs that are being created today in our country and certainly in a state like Arizona, and the vast majority of them require some learning beyond high school. It might be a certificate or associate degree, or it might be a bachelor's degree or higher. We know from the last recession that the vast majority of the jobs that were created post-recession after 2011 went to people who had bachelor's degrees or higher. So there's still very high demand for people with bachelor's degrees. At the same time, when we look at the projections of the changing nature of work, we're seeing more opportunities for people with associate's degrees, with certificates and other credentials. And so I think it's important to focus on all post-high school learning, but we continue to think that for the foreseeable future, bachelor's degrees are still the gold standard that the majority of people should aim at.
When you look at these numbers, do they take into account both Arizonans who grew up here and went to school here and sort of went through the school system here, as well as people who have moved here maybe after they have finished their education? In other words, is it possible that some percentage of the almost 49% of Arizonans who have some kind of post-secondary attainment, is it possible that they got it somewhere else and then moved here afterwards for work or for some other reason?
So these data are population measures, so they represent the people who are there now. And so some of the 48.6% of Arizonans with a post-secondary credential will have come from other states. And several states, many people talk about Colorado being the top example in the country, actually have a very high percentage of the people who live there coming from out of state. So for a state like Arizona, it's important to continue to grow from within, recruiting people who have skills, knowledge, ability with these credentials is valuable, but growing the success of people who grow up and stay in Arizona is a very important strategy for the state. That's the ticket to long-term success.
So I guess what is your sort of bottom line takeaway from this for Arizona? It sounds like you're saying that Arizona's in, you know, decent shape, but you know, it's not the kind of thing where Arizona should rest on its laurels on this. I mean, how would you describe the bottom line on this?
Arizona is making good progress on increasing educational attainment after high school, but it isn't fast enough to meet the state's needs. That means that more focus needs to be placed on accelerating the progress that we've seen in recent years to meet the state's workforce needs, to ensure that more people get into and through these post-secondary learning programs to help not just those individuals, but everyone in the state prosper.
Jamie Marisotis is president of the Lumina Foundation. Jamie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.